And some time does them Theseus to rest, them to refresh and drinken if them list. Full oft a day have these Thebans two together met, and wrought his fellow woe. Unhorsed has each other of them tway. There was no tiger in Vale of Galgofe, when that her whelp is stole when it is light, so cruel in the hunt as is our kite, for jealous heart upon this Palamon. Nay, in Belmere there is no fell lion, that hunted is, or for his hunger would, nay, of his prey desireth so the blood, as Palamon, to slay his foe Archite. The jealous strokes on their helmets bite, outrunneth blood on both their sides red. Some time an end there is of every deed, for ere the sun unto the rest went, the strong king Emetrius gan hent this Palamon as he fought with Archite, and made his sword deep in his flesh to bite. And by the force of 20 is he take, unyielded, and y drawn to the stake. And in the rescue of this Palamon, the strong King Lygurge is borne adown, and King Emetrius, for all his strength, is borne out of his saddle a sword's length, so hit him Palamon ere he were take. But all for naught. He was brought to the stake. His hardy heart might him help naught. He must abide when that he was caught, by force and eke by composition. Who sorroweth now but woeful Palamon, that must no more go again to fight? And when that Theseus had seen this sight, unto the folk that foughten thus each one he cried, "Woe! No more, for it is done! I will be true judge, and not party. Archite of Thebes shall have Emily, that by his fortune has her fair y won." Anon there is a noise of people begun for joy of this, so loud and high withal it seemed that the lists should fall. What can now fair Venus do above? What says she now? What does this queen of love but weepeth so for wanting of her will, till that her tears in the lists fell? She said, "I am ashamed, doubtless." Saturnus said, "Daughter, hold thy peace. Mars has his will, his knight has all his boon, and by my head thou shalt be eased soon." The trumpers with the loud minstrelsy, the heralds that full loud yell and cry, be in their wheel for joy of dawn Archite. But hearken me, and stinteth noise alight, which a miracle there befell anon. This fierce Archite has off his helm y done, and on a courser for to show his face, he pricketh end along the large place, looking upward upon this Emily, and she again him cast a friendly eye. For women, as to speaking in commune, they follow all the favour of fortune, and she was all his cheer as in his heart.